Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it may be when this podcast reaches your ears. Welcome to the LFX Media's podcast. I'm your host, Podgy Carter. I said I was going to try to pod every morning and make it short, but what I've come to find out is in this new normal, the best thing to do is take 30 minutes of your day and put a schedule together as what you want to plan and achieve by the end of the day, or you want to make your weekly schedule. Sundays is a good time. But what I've come to find out is with the new normal, there's a lot more things that I have to do. Get on my grind. So calendar is full. I'm going to pod as much as I can, and hopefully we'll get it up to a pod every day, you know, but at least we're going to try to reach out to you twice a week. The changes in industries, well, what I'm doing presently, I have to reach out to 100 to 200 people to make sure they have the proper health coverage, because I am a certified healthcare advisor. So working from home, that's what I have to do. One of the things to maintain. Also, I'm an author, so I have to tighten up some loose ends on a book called The RICO Verdict, coming soon. But the changes that we're dealing with, and we touched on it in the last podcast. I was talking about Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp, these guys that talk sports and, you know, what do they have to do right now? Or a lot of the things that I've seen, not to bounce all over the place, but artists, people who rely on music and events, concerts have to change, and probably throughout this whole process, streaming music is going to be a different way to actually view these performances moving forward. But a lot of the athletes, I wonder, what are the arrangements in their contracts? Because I saw in the rugby league, soccer over in Australia, they were making announcements as of April 3rd that maybe 40% or 50% of their salaries were probably, they won't get it, so they're going to try to get them at least half of their money. But I saw a story about a soccer team in which, you know, I think I kind of heard it, and then I went and researched, and it was a soccer team that was on a remote island. But actually what the situation is, Todd Greenberg, who's the CEO of the National Rugby League over in Australia, he actually used these words. Well, it's actually only one word, that he's hell-bent on preserving this season and getting things up to running by July 1st, so to get the players back on the field. But this island situation, it's Morton Island. It's off the coast of Queensland. It usually hosts about 1,500 people normally. But the plan, and in my mind, I'm thinking, well, these soccer players make a lot of money. Some of them make millions or maybe $1 million in one game. So let's preserve these guys and, you know, make sure they don't get any type of sickness with this pandemic going on. But no, the idea was to actually take these 16 teams in the National Rugby League and take hundreds of them at a time, hundreds of players. It will be ferried back and forth to an empty stadium, And Greenberg, the CEO, he joked that this would be rugby's version of Love Island. So there's a lot of things involved. And I'm thinking it's just they're trying to preserve the health of these players. But actually what they were doing was trying to reinstate these games by bringing hundreds of players of these 16 teams, quarantining them and getting these games played in an empty stadium. So good luck on that one. But there's a lot of, I'm sure, industries that were riding on the back of this rugby league. And I'm sure within that island, which it was run by a family, that there were people that several years had worked on this island. Now all of a sudden there's no revenue coming, so they want to bring they're talking about actually reality shows, which would film the making of this remote island and empty stadium games. And I can imagine, well, it was at least 15 different people that responded when they said they wanted to make this happen. And I'm sure it's food, drink, clothing, you know, cleaning services that probably all eat off the back of this league. So, but my only question is, what's the ticket? So if you broadcast this worldwide, is it pay-per-view? Is Netflix going to pick it up in the form of a docuseries? What's the ticket and how do you get these players paid? So I'm going to be following up and letting you know what's the outcome. Todd Greenberg, the CEO of the NRL, said by July 1st they wanted to be back up and running. So as I see information, I'll relay information to you guys. But just wanted to touch on that and figure out what's the plan. And that's about it. So yeah, I will make an effort to reach out to you more often. I'm sorry I'm hit and miss, and you know, I'm sure there's people out here who would like to listen to the podcast. So let me make a dedication to have more discipline, and I will see you soon. Hopefully we'll do another podcast before the week's over. If you didn't know, now you know. No one's half the battle. Peace. I'm Podgy Carter. Stay tuned.